whatever it is, you give the energy of your voice to it. It's very important. Very important. Something that we all don't pay a lot of attention to, that it tends to be that when you get together in groups, it's important to keep the focus high and loving, to keep things running at the highest possible level. So you're giving the energy of your voice to the most positive, the highest and best. I tell you that the sound of your voice can act like a boomerang. It can send away from you good things that might otherwise come your way. That what you say is magnetic or repellent. I tell you that your voice, the sound of your voice, carries two different types of frequencies. It can carry frequencies that are magnetic to all that is in your highest good and the highest good of everyone around you, or it can carry a repulsive energy that will push away the good that you would like to have in your life. Awareness of yourself is absolutely key to navigating the energies that are coming. Self-awareness. A lot of times you will push that away and think it's selfish to focus on yourselves, and we would suggest to you that it is an act of love and validation of your own worth. Dedicating yourselves to your growth, paying attention to your thoughts, your emotions, your attitudes, your beliefs, finding out what they are, doing the research to find out about your astrology and your genealogy and your rayology are signals to your soul that you believe in your own worth. They are affirmations of self-worth. Self-worth would tell you that the only things you take from this plane, this is not a keeper's plane, it's a borrower's plane. Nobody takes any of the things, these symbols, with them when they leave this plane. There's only two things you get to keep on this plane when you leave it. Just two. And we say, well, rather than get into polarity, it could be three. But we'll tell you what the two are. One, the consciousness that you have. And two, the ability to love. Expansions of consciousness that you have made, and your ability to create love in every area of your lives. Love. Your ability to create love. What does that mean? What does it mean to create love? It means that you recognize that everyone and everything on this plane is a symbol that was sent to you with love from the higher realms, because each and every opportunity, every person, every event is given or created, and created is a better thing. It's created out of your raw materials and is a gift to show you what you really think, how you really feel emotionally, what your attitudes really are, and what you really believe. Look at your lives from this perspective. It will never lead you wrong. If you will look at your life from the perspective that everything that happens, everything without exception, there are no exceptions, because everything on this plane is a symbol. Everything. Even though your brains are being bombarded with the ideations that it's real, that this is solid, and that that's real, and that this isn't, and it's all a symbol. And you think back to that matrix, and you think about how they put that plug into the back of their heads, and then suddenly they were in this place where their minds, only their minds, were bombarded with sensations and input, such as to make them believe it was real, to the point where they would die. And that's a really good metaphor. It's a really, really good metaphor for how it is here. Because the things here are no more real than the things in that matrix were. This is a condition of mind. Some guides call it a deep earth plane trance state that hides from you the real reality. But if you approach your life and see everything from the perspective that everything here gets its reality as a symbol for something real, you will navigate this life with ease and joy, full of gratitude, fully abundant. And the degree to which you get that part is the degree to which things succeed, and we put quotes around that word, or fail for you. And we'll put quotes around the word fail. There are no failures, just as there are no successes. You learn regardless of the outcome. Would suggest to you that the greatest difference between success and failure is the way that it feels emotionally. There's the big difference between the two. Big difference between success and failure is how it feels emotionally. If you're looking at your life with cold eyes, there is no failure and there is no success. There's only growth in what you've learned. How you've expanded your consciousness and how you've learned to open your heart and love for whatever that symbol brought to you, whatever kind of growth it enabled you to have, or should we say empowered you to have. It becomes imperative to turn your focus in this direction and to get this part and to dedicate yourselves on a daily basis to reminding yourselves that there is nothing real on this plane but your consciousness and your love, and everything else is a symbol. A symbol sent from the vast collection of beings in the sky who want to help you by showing you what you really think, how you really feel emotionally, what your attitudes are, and what your beliefs are. Now, we're getting like a broken record, but we really want you to let that part sink in for you, because it's tough here in the Matrix. It's tough to remember from moment to moment that it really isn't real. Imagine that it's a challenge depending on just how symbolic things get. For instance, if you had a digit to cut off, that'd feel pretty real. But it would also suggest to you that it would definitely be a symbol of some part of yourself cutting yourself off from the rest of you. Now, we aren't going to get into the ideas that are the truth, which is that you could heal anything with your thoughts, provided that you believed you could. And there's the catch. All right, now let's talk about some specific things between now and December. What else we see besides August 27th and the highest and best for that one? We see coming in October with the Scorpio new moon, things are going to begin to shift quite a bit. There'll be a sort of slide into December, so it's important to start preparing yourselves now to have peaceful and loving thoughts about the Earth, to put your time and energy into creating and energizing the highest and best thoughts about that time frame, too. One of the things that's important to remember is that those prophecies of revelation have been around for 2,000 years, and that's a lot of time and a lot of energy devoted to believing in that they're going to occur. And what will turn the tide are the number of people who can hold a high and loving focus, who can believe the highest and best, who recognize that we create our own reality here on this plane. We create it. We do. You'll remember that. It'll help you. Another area we'd like to talk about is lightworkers' aversion to politics. You all have plenty of ideations and would suggest to you doing what we mentioned earlier, an emotional bankruptcy. We'd like to suggest to each of you that the degree to which you abstain and withdraw from that arena, both your thoughts and your energy and your presence, the more it is in the hands of others who may be less enlightened, who may have less ability to expand, who may not be thinking in terms of unity and diversity, and who don't understand that there is no us and them on this plane, that it is all one. You are all one people. You are all one planet. You are all connected. You are all related. There are no communities in the sense of you can afford to stick your head in the sand and ignore what your neighbors are doing. And when we say ignore what your neighbors are doing, we don't mean judge it. We're talking about sending light and love and becoming involved, understanding that they're a reflection of some part of you. And the degree to which you can clean up your own internal stuff is the degree to which the door is open for the next person and the next and the next and the next. Each one of you has impact on your environment. Even if your involvement in politics refines or restricts itself to transmitting light, love, divine will, and high thoughts, it's important to be involved at least at that level, at the very minimum. Would suggest to you, ironically enough, that you are the very people who would do a fine job, because you bring the principles of light with you into everything you do. You would help create change that didn't stem from judgments, criticism, and separativism, but rather from a unified view, from a global perspective, and with the ideation of how to find a way to accommodate the diversity that you are. Submit this idea for your consideration and meditation, because we feel like it's something people don't think about very often. The light workers don't think about very often. You all tend to keep yourself separate from it. But you can't be separate from anything, because you are related to everything. There is no area on this globe that doesn't somehow intimately connect itself with you. You are intimately involved with everything on this plane and this planet, whether you choose to acknowledge it or not. You are intimately connected. And in some sense, infinitely responsible. You are the ones who know. You are the ones who are aware of the light. You are the ones who are aware of the coming energies and of the impacts. And you are also the ones who stand on the sidelines and let others label you crazy. And you believe them. Now, crazy may not be the precise word you use, but would guarantee that every person in this room on some level can't believe the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That each one of you carries within yourselves a doubting part, who doubts whether any of this is really real, who doubts whether light is really knowledge, that there really is a presence that moves, an intelligence that moves and flows through everything. It's ever so important. One of the most important gifts you give to yourself is to recognize where you are and to recognize what you really think, how you really feel emotionally. Imagine we've got this one by now, right? We're all getting that idea. It's so important. Wanted the whole focus of this talk tonight to be that which encourages each of you to seek to know yourselves, truly know yourselves, to have full awareness of who you are, how you really think, and so on and so forth. This is the most important thing we could tell you. It's the most important thing. It's the thing that will have the greatest impact on your lives, is self-awareness. Coming from diverse backgrounds, you all seem to have, in some sense, a commonality in that you think that you couldn't possibly be that important, couldn't possibly have that great of an impact. But you do. You are masters. Each person in this room, whether you can consciously accept it or not, is a master. You are a master because you are on this plane, still breathing. No air, but you're breathing. Breathing in rhythm with the universe. There is a part of you that is functioning within this universe. And because you're still on this plane, that automatically says master. It takes mastery. It takes mastery to hold a simple form on this plane, let alone a complex one. I would suggest to you that humanity is just about as complex as it gets when it comes to this plane. That you are a mass of complexity, that you are an intricately woven pattern of energetic substance. You are worthy of your own time and your own devotion and your own attention. You are worthy of your focus and of whatever time means to you. Spend it wisely doing that which you love. We say this in every channeling, and so we'll stop this channeling and add it. Do what you love. Every guide will tell you this over and over and over again. We tell everyone this. We talk about it in the higher realms. Did you tell them? Yeah, I told them. Do what you love. Every minute you spend on this plane doing what you love adds to your abundance. Where you all kind of get stuck is thinking that it needs to be instantaneous when that's not how it works. You're building your fund. We're not saying be good. We're not talking about being good. We're not talking about the religious sense of being good. We're talking about doing what you love, what moves you. Those things you do for free and happily get paid to do. And remember that money is pranic energy. Money is the symbol of pranic energy. Now, what's pranic energy? It's life force. Money is symbolic of pranic energy, and pranic energy is your life force. You're being paid in symbols, arbitrarily assigned, in value, for an exchange of your life force energy, whether that comes out in physical labor, whether it comes out in creativity, whether it comes out in ideas, whether it comes out in whatever form it is. But that's what it is. It's your life force energy. And money is a symbol for that. The confusing part is that the values are arbitrary. But the value system on this plane doesn't yet reflect the real reality. But it will. It will. Sooner than you think. Sooner than you think. Money will reflect true value sooner than you think. That's a big old change that's coming on down. So it gets really important to make sure that you are investing your precious energy into doing those things you love. Would recommend highly that you do only those things you love. To approach every moment this way. But we recognize that that takes an act of faith. And while we're on the subject of faith, let's talk about it for a moment. And it's important for every person in this room to realize that faith is not a gift that's given to you. It's not a dose of something that fate hands out in certain proportions to people arbitrarily. Some people don't get more in the line than others. It's not a soup kitchen. Faith. Let's talk about faith. You create faith. You do. And the degree to which you have faith in your life is the degree to which you have created it. You create faith. And the way that you create faith, how do you create faith? By believing in yourself. If you believed in yourself, you did only what you loved, faith would not be an issue in a month. If you could dedicate yourselves that way, you could bring to it your full and total beingness to doing only what you loved and to believing that it would work. Faith would not be an issue for you in less than a month because you'd know. You'd know. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, you'd know. Remember, You see it when you believe it. Faith is something you create, and you consciously create it. Another way you consciously create faith is by giving it an opportunity. But you can't do that if you're not open. And you won't do that if you're too afraid. I suggest that fear holds a lot of people back from faith. You're too afraid to trust it. And that would be an emotional bankruptcy you might want to invest your time in. Trust. Where you trust, how you trust, why you trust, what you think about trusting, how you feel emotionally about trusting, what your attitudes about trusting really are, and what your beliefs are about trusting. When you get to the part about your choices and decisions, you'll see where the choices were that you created, and you'll know why you made the decisions you made. If you do the first four, are there any questions?
What are you doing to my house? Will it be before the holidays, before the end of the year, or the beginning of next year?
Would ask for you to tell us when you think it will be. And what do you believe is possible to have?
I believe it's possible to have a house around by Thanksgiving.
Would suggest to you that if you affirm on a daily basis that you've moved in, you will. You create your own reality and you can create this. The question is, where will you feel? You could imagine that when you're going to manifest things, that there are two boxes. One box that says yes, and one box that says no. And would suggest to you that whichever box fills up the fastest is what will create for you. Now, this is really simplistic, but by and large, it's the truth. If you fill up that yes box, it will occur. You determine. You, through your thoughts and feelings, or emotions, your attitudes and beliefs, will create the raw materials from which you create choices, and from those choices you make your decisions. So what will you create? Will you create yourself moving in by Thanksgiving? Would suggest to you the importance of visualizing yourself sitting at your dining room table on Thanksgiving in your new house, passing around plates. Give yourself your own creation. Do it by visualizing, by affirming, by putting more yeses in that box than you do nos, by believing and trusting. It's in your hands. We'll take a moment to tell you that, yes, you co-create with your soul, but it's important for you to understand that your soul, as your co-creator, your soul, and you for that matter, are like gods. You can create anything. The only reason you don't is because of your raw materials. And it's important to understand that your soul is unlimitedly abundant, unlimitedly powerful. However, there's always rules, aren't there? Your soul can only create with you from the raw materials that you give it. And that gets really important to understand that yes, you co-create with your soul, absolutely, without question. This is the truth. But your soul can only help you to the extent it must create out of the raw materials that you give it. Your raw materials, your attitudes and beliefs, your thoughts, and your emotions. Those are your raw materials. And soul must create from them. So hear us and understand this. What you get in your lives is what soul, the highest and best soul, was able to help you co-create out of the raw materials you gave soul. Is everybody really clear about that part? Because we want you to be really clear, it's the truth. And this is why we spent so much time tonight talking about your raw materials and emphasizing over and over the importance of knowing what those raw materials are. It's just like if you bought a grab bag and you were told to make something out of that grab bag. Well, that soul piles it onto the table and looks at it and says, okay, what do we have? Okay, well, I have a belief over here that says it's possible, and I've got 10 over here that says it isn't. Okay, clearly I can't create that, can't help there. So what else have we got? What other kinds of creations can we make out of these raw materials? Don't cheat yourselves by not believing this. This is the absolute fundamental truth. Soul looks at the raw materials you have and chooses what it will help you create. And how does it choose? Your highest and best. And there may be some of you that have some fear about that idea, highest and best. We know the channel worked through this extensively. This is for your own good. It's not that highest good. That's not the same thing. That was a convenient thing your parents told you to get you to do things their way. What is really in your highest good is that which enlivens you, that which adds to your fund of light and radiance, and your joy, and your love, and your bliss, and all the wonderful qualities that you want to experience on a daily basis in your lives. That's your highest and best. And if you're getting anything less than that, you need to look at your raw materials. Because if you were feeding those kinds of raw materials to your soul, you would be having wonderful, abundant, joy-filled, fabulous lives. And anything short of that is because of your raw materials, which is why we've spent so much time tonight talking about this. And we'll tell you one more time that this is going to become increasingly more important, increasingly. Because time is speeding up and so are manifestations. Will to express. You may or may not be aware of this, but awareness of it doesn't change the truth. Will to express is an energy that is being flooded onto this plane right now as we speak. What is will to express? It is an energy that manifests. What it manifests is going to depend on what? Raw materials. Collective raw materials and individual as well. Which is why we said that you will create your own reality individually and you will create it as a group. The other hallmark of the will to express is group work. Which is why if you connect with groups and work together for the highest and best, you will experience a good time between now and 2012. But these energies are coming down in waves, and they are being brought down consciously by many groups, Whether you are aware of this energy or not, we will emphasize to you that it is extremely potent and extremely powerful, and it's going to increase. It's going to continue to increase. And when those alignments of those two suns comes and takes place, and the entire planet is enveloped in that particular energy of that particular belt. And some of you understand this and some of you don't, but we'll tell you it's connected in part to the Pleiadian predictions of the alignment between the Pleiadian sun and your own sun. And they fall into a specific alignment and things are going to happen. And things are going to change. And it's from now till then an ever-increasing intensity. It can be a good time. And that's what we always encourage each person to focus on. It could be a wonderful time. It's all going to be depending upon the raw materials that are available to create. And that's the bottom line. And so the question for each one of you is, what kinds of raw materials are you creating personally and planet and globally? Personally and globally. What kind of raw materials are you contributing? And then to look at what kind of things you're energizing with your mouths. It becomes vitally important. Energize only the highest and best. And not to waste your time in gossip. Don't waste your time on discussing the negative things that go on and talking about people's attitudes and adding to a fund of judgments. There's enough judgment on this plane. Open your hearts. Open your hearts. And think back to what we said about tolerance. I'd like to talk about how it is that many people are focused on the concept of peace. Would like to suggest to you something for you to meditate on. Would like to suggest to you that the opposite of peace is not war. The opposite of peace is not war. The opposite of peace is change. Peace is something at rest, and that's the opposite of change. And would suggest to you that what you're really thinking about when you think about peace on this planet, you're not really thinking about things being as static and not moving. What you're really thinking about is tolerance. Tolerance, where each person is given the space to be who they are, how they are, loved and accepted. Tolerance. Tolerance, it's inclusiveness. It's the ability to expand enough in your personal sense to love and accept and understand. Tolerance is, I understand you, I accept you, and I love you. And the underlying fundamental belief behind that is that you are intimately connected to whomever and whatever it is that you are extending and expanding into tolerance with.